Chad AC Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Election 2014 continues. Early voting continues here in the state of Texas in the Republican primary. Crowded field for Texas Comptroller. Joining us to talk about his campaign, Republican candidate Harvey Hildebrand. Harvey, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's great. It's always great to be on Lubbock Radio, being a Texas Tech boy and a West Texan.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. Harvey, let's talk about your campaign a little bit. This seems to me, and I think quite a few other people out there, like a two-person race right now. How do you distinguish yourself between your main opponents?
Well, I mean, I think probably there are, there's people that, there's a candidate I expect to make the runoff with me. I expect to make the runoff. I feel good about the fact that our message is resonating, that we've started getting, you know, the most important endorsements, in the sense that the trade associations, the business leaders, people that care about improving the comptroller's office have been moving towards us and endorsing us, like Texas Association of Business and many others, Texas Oil and Gas Association. But we feel real good about it, and we think that it's, you know, don't want to be premature and start making it look like it's a two-man race, but we think, and we actually think it's pretty competitive with the candidates across the board. We're seeing them all across the state, but I think probably two of us feel the best because we're reaching more voters our fundraising is better, and we're traveling around the state and getting to more places, and so we're probably reaching more voters. But I think we have a great field of candidates in the race, and all of them offer something. I just feel like I'm the best because I'm as conservative as anybody in the race, if not the most conservative, and I've ended up specifically pointing to issues and identifying issues in the office to propose specific solutions to advance the office so we can advance Texas's interest and continue to be the leading economic force in the country.
Visiting with Harvey Hildebrand, you can visit his website, harveyfortexas.com. Let's talk about your performance pledge that you have up on your website. One of those pledges, number 9, I believe, is creating a taxpayer advocate office. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, and it's really kind of a strength in one of my other ones. One of the issues that we've raised is in our taxpayer bill of rights is that taxpayers are entitled to guidance. In other words, if they got a question about how they're situated in the tax rules or the tax laws for tax collection purposes, they can ask questions, and if they disagree, they can raise those issues, and that's what historically had happened, and those issues were worked out in a satisfactory manner for both parties. But in more recent years, that hadn't been the case, and you couldn't get your questions answered, you couldn't get guidance. So we wanted a tax advocate, a person designated in the office, to make sure that the office worked and he coordinated with other department heads to get answers to questions for taxpayers, to improve customer service for taxpayers, to make sure they got the guidance they needed, and make sure that if they were disputing a tax bill and wanted to go through that process, that they knew what their rights were and all of their rights were facilitated and all the information that they needed was given to them, and that they knew exactly where they were, and if they needed any questions, they had someone to go to. So that's what that is. It's very important. And then we also are going to revive and make a much stronger entity, the Taxpayer Advisory Council. So those together with our Taxpayer Bill of Rights that we'd already proposed will really improve the culture and the performance of customer service to treat taxpayers better and to make sure that they have equal rights with the state in the process when they're in disagreement.
One of your opponents has talked quite a bit about giving money back, you know, giving money back to the taxpayers out there, whether it be through tax holidays, items like that. What are some of your ideas about getting money back to the taxpayers?
Well, first of all, if you're accurate in the revenue forecast, then the legislature knows exactly what they have, and then you can help lead the effort to do tax cuts to return tax dollars to the taxpayers. Also, if you streamline state government and you have a specific plan to streamline state government, like I do with the performance reviews being brought back to the comptroller's office so we can eliminate waste, fraud, abuse, and duplication, then you're going to save tax dollars and spend less tax dollars, therefore having more money to return to the taxpayers. So the difference between me and that particular candidate is he talks about having another sales tax holiday for another particular group. Some of these groups I'm very supportive of too and open to those issues, but they're not very substantive. They're not broad. They're not statewide economic fixes. They don't help us grow our economy. They don't help us protect all taxpayers, like my plans do. And so I'm much more specific, much more substantive, and quite frankly, have proven to be a bigger, be more successful and be a bigger leader on returning tax dollars to the taxpayers, because last legislative session, one of my opponents carried my House Bill 500, in the Senate. He sponsored it in the Senate. When it got over there, he immediately stripped all of the House provisions that were permanent tax cuts and had more than $250 million more in tax cuts in the Senate version. When he got to the Senate, he stripped all of that out, reduced it from almost $700 million in tax cuts to $400 million, and then made it a temporary tax cut. Now, let me tell you, if you're a conservative, you know that permanent tax cuts are better and more conservative than temporary tax cuts, and that a bigger tax cut is more conservative and better than a smaller tax cut. So clearly, I'm the more conservative and have the proven record for taxpayers.
Visiting with Harvey Hildebrand, you can visit his website, Harvey4, and 4 is spelt out, 4texas.com. You've been critical of Susan Combs, and tell us a little bit about why you've been critical of her in the past, and then how important it is to be accurate in everything the comptroller's office does.
Well, let me say, and also, you know, we had a lot of spending increases, and that's another thing that separates me from my opponent who voted for those when I voted against them. But in the case of Susan, I'm not running against Susan. I like Susan. I think she's done some good things. I've spoken about. In fact, one of my performance pledge items actually talks about what a good job she did, and then that I want to continue that a transparency initiative, and that I want to expand it within the agency and extend it to other state agencies. So I've been very complimentary, but she has a mixed record. And that's all I've said. That's not necessarily critical. But you know, if you're running for an office, whether it's county commissioner, state representative, or statewide office, you ought to know why you're running and what you want to accomplish. And I've clearly been the candidate that knows, has demonstrated why I'm running and what I want to accomplish. I've talked about it around the state. I put it on my website. I've put it out in press releases. And I've got a 10-point plan to improve the office. In order to know what to improve, you got to identify what's not working or what needs to be improved. So I've identified what's working. I said I'll continue those things. And the things that I've identified that aren't working, I put out specific plans to address those issues and talk about what the problem is, how we improve it, how we make it better for Texas, so Texas will continue to be the most prosperous state and the leading economic force in the country. And that's just, you know, that's a vision I have. I'm passionate about it. It's not anything against the current office holder. It's about I've discovered things and identified things from my experience of studying the agency as a member of the Ways and Means Committee for 4 terms and chairman for 2. I've identified what needs to be addressed, what needs to be improved, and in some areas, things are broken that need to be fixed. Tax administration, I've gone on about that already, and a lot of people are responding to that. In accurate forecasts, we can be much more accurate, and we can do that by updating those forecasts much more often and as frequently as possible, and we can do it better by improving the processes by which we pull the numbers together. And I've also proposed reviving an old program or entity, private sector economic council, to advise us. It's something that Bob Bullock had and has been done away with. I want to bring that back. So I've come up with specific ideas and identified the problem and said, here are the specific ideas to improve it for all Texans. And so that's what that's about.
Visiting with Harvey Hildebrand.
Doing better for Texas.
Harvey, as we wrap up today's interview, of course, people going to the polls today, early voting. And if someone's going to the poll right now, and hopefully a lot of people are going to the polls, they have done their research, they have looked up different things about the candidates, they're heading to the polls to cast their ballot, but maybe they're still on the fence regarding this race. What's one or two things that you want to get across to the people who are heading to the polls today?
Well, first of all, I'm uniquely qualified as the best candidate in this race. I'm a conservative leader who's gotten results and solved problems and helped advance Texas and contributed to making, along with the great business people and the independent Texans across the state that have risked their capital to start a business and hire people and grow a business, that the Texas policies that we've had that I contributed to have helped make us the leading economic force in the country. And so I've got a record that I stand on. I've put out specific plans to instead of just running on the past, I've said, no, here's what we need to do in the future, and I've laid those out specifically. I've talked about issues that are relative to this office. So, you know, if you want to, you know, all of us are by and large the same as conservatives, so who will do the best job in this office? And that's me, and I've laid out a specific plan and what I'll do, and that's important to voters to know. And for those that live in the Lubbock area in West Texas, you know, there's not very many candidates that live west of I-35 on the statewide ballot, and there's certainly not very many of them graduate from Texas Tech. So I remind you that I have lived in West Texas, I know West Texans, and I speak West Texan. And so I would encourage them to support me, too, because I understand West Texas culture, West Texas values, and best represent those in this race.
Harvey Hildebrand, harveyfortexas.com is the website. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Good morning. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.